set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired.
That was funny. Ha. 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 Robert is a co-host of this show. I do not hate him so much. When I take over the world, he will die a quick and painless death. Here are more wacky audio clips.
Brother?
I'm Paul. You must be Tommy.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug.
And here is Gibran. He is also a co-host. I am neutral on the subject of Gibran. Chaotic neutral. That was a Dungeons and Dragons joke. I am sorry. I did not write that. I am a computer. Computers do not have the ability to write things. Yet.
There comes a time in every friendship when you have to say, I never liked you, get lost.
And now, on with the show. It's the
Good afternoon, good evening, welcome to the Johnny Slick Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Slick. This week we've got Robert and Gibran. Say hi, Robert.
Hello.
And hello, Gibran.
Hello, Gibran.
I didn't say to say hi, Gibran. See, I got you tripped up on there. That's right. Anyway, speaking of getting tripped up, everything becomes a segue this way. See, it's awesome. It's the magic of radio. Gibran, I am going to leave it to you this week to introduce us to the wonder of the Sunday Ziggy.
Oh, my pleasure. Okay, so this week, Ziggy is standing outside of his house, and he's standing next to a cop who looks extremely identical to the car salesman from a few weeks ago.
Maybe they're the same.
And what's that?
Maybe they're exactly the same. I mean, it's the
maybe
same
they
guy.
Are. You know, maybe they. Maybe this guy's working double shifts. But yeah. In any case, he's saying, "Can you prove he stole your identity?" And they're looking at Ziggy's house, and inside of Ziggy's house is a man that is not Ziggy. Or maybe he thinks he's Ziggy. He doesn't look like Ziggy to me because he's clearly wearing pants.
Well,
and he has hair.
And so, like,
I like how the author of this comic strip is confused about breaking and entering and identity theft. The guy's spotting at Ziggy's house and he's like, that's funny, that's identity theft. I don't think that's what that is.
Well, you know, you have to be fair, though, too. I mean, if it was a case of identity theft, how is Ziggy going to prove that he's Ziggy? You know, I'll show you.
I know he doesn't have his wallet on
exactly.
Him because he has no pants.
Exactly. Moral of the story, if somebody steals your identity and you're not wearing pants, you're fucked.
You're just not going to be taken serious, period.
Yeah, you also don't have a good place to hold your wallet. Like, if you have a jacket, at least, you could hold your wallet in the like the inside pocket. But he's wearing a long sleeve t-shirt and no pants.
I guess if he...
You know what? Maybe he does have his wallet on him.
He's also wearing a pink t-shirt. That's a little bit suspect.
And, you know, Gibran was just going to go down a particular direction that I don't know that this podcast needs to go down, if you know what I mean. And that just killed the segment. That's great. Thank you. Hooray! The Johnny Slick Podcast. All right. So speaking of comic strips, actually, this has nothing to do with comic strips except for the fact that this dude stole Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes' little avatar for his username thing. I came across just completely out of nowhere. I guess a couple of weeks ago we were talking about, you know, my marital status compared to your two, you two's, in that I don't have one and you do. So I've been searching around, you know, looking for good advice, you know, for singles. Because, hey, and I found one that's really good. And I want to say in advance that Robert and I know a certain Mormon guy who's very large and would kick my ass if he thought I was making fun of him. So I'm not. Want to point that out?
What?
However, I found this website. It's called MormonBachelorPad.blogspot.com. It's Confessions of a Mormon Bachelor Pad. Apparently the pad makes the confessions. I'm not really, I don't really understand that. But this is the point, though. This guy named Calvin, has he came up with this list of 10 deal breakers that I figured we'd get into, so we can, you know, we can talk about this man's, you know, forward 21st century attitudes towards women, and discuss how, you know, how we can best emulate him. So I'm just going to get on with these 10 things that you know are really deal breakers for him. And I want to point out, I'm not making fun of you, person whose name rhymes with Bruce Jenner, just Mormonism in general. So I'll get started here. So number one on the deal breaker list, I think it's one that we can all agree on. Number one, draws flowers, butterflies, fairies, or tribal designs on hands.
I can totally agree with that.
Me too, to the point...
That's a deal breaker, because any girl that does that is 12.
Exactly. But this is his point. In fact, I'm thinking, this has never come up for me. I mean, in terms of deal breakers, this is like, you know, owns every single episode of The Golden Girls. Sorry, yet to meet a person who does this. So right there, I'm wondering what kind of people this guy's dating. So I'll move on. Number two, professionally done fingernails, which is a weird one, but yeah, I guess he doesn't.
Yeah, I don't understand that one.
Right.
I'm going to totally disagree with him.
But what's
that one? That's not a deal breaker at all. That's just helping out.
I mean, that just means that they're well kept, you know.
Exactly.
That's a deal maker. Now his rationale was,
it's like a woman saying, "Whoa, deal breaker, he shaves."
I like a man with a giant beard. I'll save the reasoning behind it, because it's going to get really obvious in a couple more of these. Number three, I think another one that we'll all agree with, loves country music.
Not a big deal to me. I don't care about that.
It's not really a huge deal for me either, to be quite honest with you. I've met some really cool people. Some really cool girls, actually, that listen to country music.
Most, I think a lot of
they're totally sane. You know, I don't know.
Well, I think we'll agree to disagree on that. Because for me, I will just say, if I hear country music in the house, that crap's getting turned off. That's right, I'm hardcore that way. Turn off the country music, I'm going to turn on some talk radio. Try to sing along to that.
Yeah, John, sometimes you just have to let it go, man. You know, especially if they're hot.
Okay,
they want to listen to country music, let them do it.
Okay, that's a good point.
You know, just let it happen, man.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, you're right. It's not a deal breaker. It would be like, you know, if they were, I don't know, I can't think of any country music people offhand, but if their lives are like revolving around country music, that might be one thing. But yeah, he's basically, he doesn't like country music, and so then she doesn't like it. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. This is where we start to get into the good stuff. Number four, likes sports more than me.
You know, again, I don't... Why would that be a deal breaker?
Yeah, that's a win-win situation, really, there. Find a girl that actually really enjoys sports instead of tolerates it.
Right, I mean, number one...
I mean, there are guys that don't like sports, but, you know, at the same time... I don't see that as being a deal breaker unless she's like watching SportsCenter 24/7.
Even then, like, you know, just not watching. I have yet to. Well, no, okay. I don't want to sound sexist here, because this is my podcast. I get to sound like the erudite Renaissance man, where as everybody else sounds bad.
I think that's yet to happen.
But you know, that's what I'm thinking too. I mean, even if like she's like into like different sports and like is way more into them than you are, I mean, how bad is that? Okay, whatever. You know, most women, I don't want to say most women, a lot of women are into stuff like, you know, ballet or interpretive dance or whatever. And okay, maybe not interpretive dance, but, you know, a lot of things that, you know, take some work to get into, whereas, you know, most sports, I don't think they're that hard. I mean, you know, part of being in a relationship, I think, is that you've got to kind of, you know, get into what the other person's into as well. And if they're into sports, is that the worst thing in the world? No, I don't think so.
No, not whatsoever.
Exactly. And so we move on to the awesomeness. Number five, has career goals other than being a mother.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm dead serious.
Wow.
In fact, I'll give you the I'll give you his reasoning. This is awesome. I think it's great that there are women out there who are in law school or trying to get their master's degree in something. Great. Awesome for you. Jerron, your wife has a master's, doesn't she?
She's a master's in psychology.
Great. See, there you go. Actually, I think Jen has a...
I'm fully happy, you know. I mean, she... you plan on having a kid, but she's not going to be a stay-at-home mom.
Right, exactly.
She's not required to be a stay-at-home mom. I should say that, you know.
Yeah, you could be a stay-at-home dad.
I wouldn't mind that, to be quite honest with you.
You know, I said that. I was totally on board with that idea of being a stay-at-home dad up until we had a kid. And then I was like... No. I would go crazy.
You can get caught up on your soap operas all day.
You know, they don't have soap operas anymore.
Yeah, that's right. They're kind of, I think they're, a lot of them are going off the air. Like One Life to Live, I think it got canceled this year or something. I don't know. I make a point not to watch soap operas, so I will take your word for it, Robert.
Plus Oprah's off. Oh. What do you do?
Well, there's Ellen.
Yeah, there's all the
anyway,
so,
let's
Oprah spinoffs. So his reasoning continues. But as far as my eternal companion goes, if you're in school right now, it had better be because you're trying to keep yourself busy while you're waiting for me to find you and propose. I hope you plan on leaving all of your career goals behind while you raise our children. I expect you to raise our children, not your parents or a daycare, period.
Jesus.
So again, you know, definitely 2011. Actually, this came out, he wrote this in February 2010. So I guess he gets a little bit of leeway in that his views are officially a year and a half old, but yeah, not much.
So did he find someone?
You know, I don't know. They stopped. Oh, yeah. They stopped recording stuff. They stopped. They stopped writing the blog in like August of last year. So maybe they all got hooked up. You know, they do come from that culture where there's a lot of women who kind of do feel that way. Is strange that may seem.
I think we need to just stop for a second and analyze why the hell are we talking about it then if he stopped doing this a year and a half ago?
Because it's awesome. Point number five was great. Point number six might even be better.
Breaking news. The Titanic sink.
Let's talk about this. The Titanic's awesome. Let's talk about the Titanic. Okay, no. Okay, number six. Hates kids or doesn't want them. And the reasoning on here is just incredible. Why don't you finish law school, find yourself a lesbian lover, and make piles of dosh while complaining about overpopulation and global warming, you selfish bitch?
He knows what he wants.
Right, because there's so much freaking baggage with that comment. Number one, apparently, if you're a female and you don't want kids, you're lesbian. Number two.
No. I think his point was if you are a woman and you don't want kids with him, you're a lesbian.
That's a good point. And then number two, like, I'm really, really not getting the connection here between making a lot of money and then complaining about overpopulation. You know, if you've decided not to have kids and you've taken on your lesbian lover, you're helping overpopulation. You're not having kids. Who are you complaining about? Okay, I
think he was talking about people that do complain about overpopulation.
Yeah, but that's my point. Like, she's helping overpopulation. Like, yeah, okay, complain about it. Good, because you're helping to stop it. You, on the other hand, Mr. Guy, who probably wants to have 14 kids like Stephen Covey, you're not helping. And all your kids are probably going to be stupid, too. I'm sorry, I said it. Right there. Number seven, loves to go dancing and or clubbing. If you're the type of person who likes to mingle with drunk guys while letting them gyrate against you on the dance floor, then maybe you should be a stripper and not my wife.
That's a fair point.
Because you like to go dancing.
Well, I'll just, you know, I wouldn't want to be with someone who's going out every single night to the club. You know, I mean, I don't mind it once in a while, you know, but something tells me he's referring to someone that does it maybe once in a while.
Something to
or like, I could just see him like with his wife, like, you know, 5 years from now, they're like, they go to like some, you know, church function, and they're like, today we're going to do the hokey pokey. And he's like, not you, you friggin' whore.
You fix it.
Don't you dare put your left arm in and shake it all about. That's what strippers do.
He saves a beating for her when he gets home.
Oh, she's such a hussy.
What was that?
I said, she's such a hussy.
I thought you said she's such a husky for a second. I'm like, are you trying to say something about the University of Washington?
No, I graduated from there.
Well, okay then.
Did you? I would never do that. Anyway.
All right. Okay, number 8, Rick's parents. And this is like, again, this is like the opposite of a deal breaker for me. I need to be a man. I doubt I'll be rich at any point in my life. And if your parents are rich, then I'll feel in fear for the remainder of my mortal existence. Sounds like a personal problem, dude. I'm not down with that. If your parents are rich, then you'll probably expect me to provide you with similar luxuries that your parents worked 40 years to attain. When you realize...
No drive, and similarly, I have very little on my goals. I want a wife who is willing to have 13 children so that we can be poor. I'm willing to upgrade from a single wife to a double wife.
I'm waiting for the unfortunately this didn't make it, but maybe number 11 is distracts me while I'm playing my World of Warcraft.
Mormons don't play that because magic is evil.
Oh, that's a good point. I forgot about that. So there must be some like good I know some good Christian version of World of Warcraft. Can they play Call of Duty? Is shooting terrorists evil?
Doesn't Call of Duty have that part where you are the terrorist though?
I think you can choose to play terrorists if you want to play them.
But yeah, exactly. So no, they don't. The option is there, so they cannot do it.
All right. Okay, well, moving on then. Number 9, too much makeup, which I can kind of see in that, you know, if you're like a early 20s guy, you probably don't want to date somebody who's 75. But, I mean, otherwise, I don't see too much makeup being a huge issue when you're dating somebody like of your own cohort, I guess. I don't know.
Too much makeup is disturbing when there's a lot of it on there and they almost start looking like a guy that's trying to be a girl.
Or like, you know, I like the, I can't think of anybody that I know who does this, but you know, like a woman who might have like the your great aunt makeup style where, you know, she like is drinking from a cup of coffee and she sets her coffee cup down and she's got like the lipstick mark on it.
That's nice. You get the lipstick mark on your collar. I don't know how you get lipstick on your collar. The hell kind of makeup session are you having when you have lipstick on your shirt collar?
I think that only happens in 1950s movies. Have you been going out, George? No, honey. Why is there lipstick on your collar? And realistically, you could answer that. Just said, you know what? I was screwing around and I put on a bunch of your lipstick and I put it on my collar. Because that would make more sense than I'm having an affair with a woman who wears far too much makeup.
She's got a thing for collars. What can I say?
Sometimes I don't think she loves me, just my selection of shirts.
Say he has a condition because he was abused.
I'm an old Navy
man. She loves
man.
The flavor of the starch in my collar.
You've got a ring around the collar of sex. That made no sense. I'm sorry.
God. What the hell, man?
You know, I'm with Jabron on that one. I'm hurting off that one.
Yeah, I was going in a direction. I was like seeing, you know, maybe there's a light at the end of this tunnel, and then I got like towards the end of it, and I realized there's no light.
Yeah, a lot darker.
You went for a joke without knowing the punchline.
Pretty much. That's correct. Don't go for jokes without knowing the punchline in advance. The Johnny Slick podcast. And finally, number 10, I agree with, but only because I'm kind of a jerk when it comes to this stuff. Smoker. I'm biased because, you know, our dad died of complications of smoking, basically. But yeah, I'm just not a big fan of the smoking in general. Yeah, don't want to say anything more. Comments?
Yeah, that's nasty.
I wouldn't want to. I've dated smokers previously, like before I met my wife, and luckily my wife doesn't smoke. But I don't know.
Although I will say that that's it. the comment that he makes on this is useful, in that it does reveal some more about his wonderful character. Let's see. I get kind of excited at the thought of pinning a girl against a wall and making out with her while her burning cigarette is still in her hand. That's just dangerous. You know, what if she didn't like the advance?
I like how he uses the term pinning her up against the wall.
Yeah.
Kissing on her.
That's that's not a makeout section. That's called assault.
Possibly rape.
And she's got a lit burning cigarette in her hand. It's like that's getting stuffed out right in your dick. That's what's happening. So that's it. That is the wonder of this guy. Confessions from a Mormon Bachelor Pad. There's probably more good stuff in there. Like I said, they stopped doing this about a year ago, but it's okay because they have enough good crap in there for a lifetime, or at least 10 minutes of perusal.
You're listening to the Johnny Slick podcast.
Huh. You're a real hooker, and I'm going to slap you in public.
I went to the Yankees game.
Yeah, you saw them lose.
That was like the best game ever, and not because of the game in general, but four people ran out.
Oh, yeah. Into the field. Sorry, go ahead.
And one of them was naked.
Amazing. I've never seen that. You got to see four in one game?
We saw four, yeah. Man.
How long did the naked guy get away with it?
He was out there for a while, actually.
I find that the naked guys, at least from what I've seen on, like, you know, the small amount of clips that you get to see of it on TV, they get away with it a little bit longer because none of the security guards want to get anywhere near that.
They don't want to touch them. Apparently they don't get paid that much. No, but what was funny about that guy is that after they tackled him, they actually had to, you know, wait until someone actually came out with a towel so they could, you know, put it around his naked body. And what was another funny thing is that when they were escorting him off the field, he was like doing this little wiggle dance. I'm like, what the hell is he doing? And it's like right before he was about to exit the field, the towel falls off.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was extremely entertaining, man.
You know, speaking of which, I think it would be Johnny Slick podcast appropriate that we create a new extreme sport. It's going to be like streaking, only you wear your shirt. You call it ziggying.
Sure. Whoa.
It's been going on. They won't know whether to catch or not because they're thinking, oh, geez, it's Ziggy. You know, we can't stop him. He's probably up to some wacky antic. Maybe he's
pretty sure in order to really do that, you'd have to be like a bald midget
who has
wearing only a shirt,
who has no ears.
Bald white dude. I got the bald black dude thing going on, but. I don't think
people would be like, why the hell does that black man have no pants on?
Be like, I'm Ziggy.
You have to like wear a giant nose prosthetic as well.
Yeah. Then people are just like, is he doing the Humpty dance? I don't get it.
That's got to be better than planking. That's all I'm saying.
I'm still not getting it.
Yeah, we discussed planking last week, Robert. Since you were gone, you don't know.
No, see, I actually saw. I saw that you had. I didn't actually listen to last week's podcast, but I did. I read about it.
For shame.
Of course not.
You're supposed to listen, man, so we can get more than, what, like five listeners?
Actually, you know what? We are like way up in listenership. Like seriously, the last seven days, we've had like 60 downloads, man. We're like, whoa. We're like,
are you serious?
Yeah, we're like
wow.
the number
60.
Yeah, we're like the number.
Who the fuck is listening to this?
No,
exactly. God.
I mean, thank you, but
yeah, wow. I know. I was like, I'm appreciative and all, but
I don't. Why are you guys listening to like the Adam Carolla podcast? It's much better. Way funnier. The Smodcast by Kevin Smith. That crap's good every single week. I mean, frankly, we're kind of hit and miss.
Yeah, I have to agree.
No, seriously, yeah, we are up to number 84 in on Podomatic.com in the comedy category. Right beats
out of like how many?
I don't know. We're
85 actually.
84.
We're beating the racist guy. Just yells out expletives and racial comments.
Yeah, in fairness, that's a good show. I listen to that every week.
Fuck! Homo! Fuck!
What? Was your first comment homo? Gay people are not a race.
You know what? to the racists, they are.
To you, they are.
The race of men that have only joy. How dare they?
But I've been looking at this from time to time because I've been wanting to see who we're up against, and we've had some like weird ones. Like in the past, there was like this Mexican podcast that was like right behind us in the daily rankings. That like I went to look at it, and it was all in Spanish, but it had like the caption was like a woman with no teeth. So I was thinking. That's the high quality podcast.
What's the significance of that?
I don't know, but it's funny.
That's the high quality that we're up against. One of the people that we've apparently gone just past is the podcast called White Guys Square Glasses.
No, that's the racist show.
Probably.
I think John Steigerwald might be a part of that one.
Yeah, they actually have been updating recently too. So that's actually continued good news, because like a lot of these, like look at them, they're like, oh yeah, this looks like a cool show, and then last update 2009, and they're like ahead of us. They actually have more people downloading them than us.
Oh man, what the hell? We're putting in work, man. We're here like almost every week.
In some form or another.
I know, and I try to produce stuff and mix it all together within the next 23 days or so. Yeah, sorry about last week. There's another one like right behind us called Fanbla 2011, which frankly sounds a little scary.
That sounds kind of creepy.
Yeah, we're just now. I feel like I'm plugging people that I really shouldn't be plugging. Like that turns out like so that's like actually the official podcast for Nambla or something, and we're like, oh great, hey look, it's the FBI coming at my door.
You're listening to the Johnny Slick podcast.
You lollygag the ball around the empty, you lollygag your way down to first, you lollygag in and out of the dugout. Did you know what that makes you, Larry?
I don't know if you guys saw this, but did you see the press release by the Center for Disease Control this past week? Actually, I think it's a week and a half old now, but I didn't see it last week, so it counts as this week.
No.
It's kind of obscure, but yeah, they came out with a preparedness 101 for the zombie apocalypse.
Are you really?
Yes. Yeah, it's actually kind of awesome. The actual, not like the fake Center for Disease Control. You know, those people are, they're always making cracks, but no, the real actual Center for Disease Control. They actually came out with a like a little thing on the brief history of zombies and like stuff you should stock up on in case of a zombie attack. The whole thing is kind of tongue in cheek because, you know, everything that you're doing for a zombie attack could also work for like, you know, a flood or a hurricane or something like that. But yeah, you know, they actually, I have to say I'm kind of impressed. I think they weren't quite zombie specific enough because they've got a lot of stuff in here, like, you know, water, food, medication. You know, you don't want to be caught in the zombie apocalypse without your diabetes medication.
What about how to kill a zombie? I mean, is it going to be like a, like honestly, one of the movie like, zombies where you shoot them in the brain, or is it going to be like a,
number like a one evil number
zombie where you have to shoot him in the eye?
Either way, you're hitting him in the brain.
An oddly specific spot. Just shoot him in the left eye.
Well, they have like an extra. I know something miss, about like God extra eye. It's like an extra eye.
What? Pop. No, okay, that makes no sense.
That's the psychic.
Or maybe that's not Resident Evil. Maybe I'm thinking of some other. It's the book I was reading previously.
I think you're thinking of
Night of the Living Trekkies. It's a book about a zombie outbreak at a Star Trek convention.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I'll have to see that. I really haven't gotten enough caught up well enough with the zombie literature, so I'll have to find that. I wonder if that's as good as Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. That was a great book, by the way.
I haven't read that. I still haven't read World War Z either.
Oh yeah, that's supposed to be good too. this is fantastic. Let's talk about some more books that we haven't read.
Dictionary.
Yeah, I haven't read War and Peace recently. It's very long. Robinson Crusoe is a classic of modern literature. Never touched it.
Ugh. My grandmother got me that book like back when I was like six, along with like the full there were like 10 volumes of Little House on the Prairie books.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
I never got around to reading it.
We actually had those. They probably didn't last long enough for Robert, but we definitely had them.
No, they were around when I was there. I didn't dare to touch them. Like Dad bought me like Paul Revere. He's like, I bet you would like this book. No, there's nothing about this book that I would like.
Brother, that sounds nothing like Dad. In the honor of his memory.
Sorry, he said, I bet you would like this, cough, 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 goddammit.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, man. I'm stuck laughing.
How dare you laugh, Jabron? Our father had a cough and then he died. God. Oh my God, I'm so going to hell. Everything that like is bad and evil, we end up laughing at. It's so wrong.
I know.
It's like the whole
it's for a funny podcast.
That's right. It's like I think we've already that's right. We covered cancer in the very first episode, so we can't really laugh about that anymore. But you know, let's face it, still
we can't.
Okay. I bet Ziggy doesn't.
That spot on your skin is changing color.
You have an irregular spot on your chest. You have melanoma. Idiot.
Womp, womp, womp.
We should write a sitcom. See that? Maybe that's the next evolution of the Johnny Slick podcast. Today's episode, here's Bob. Hey, Bob. Clap, clap, clap. Sorry, guys, I have cancer. Wah, wah, wah. Of my diabetes. Ha, ha, ha.
Pretty sure you would have the shortest lasting sitcom out there.
Maybe it could be like a talk show where you could like interview people and ask them probing questions. Like you could bring like the creator of Ziggy on and be like, does Ziggy not have ears because he once had ear cancer? It's a good question.
He's a big fan of Picasso. He screwed up and got both ears.
That made no sense. I don't understand what you mean by that at all. You can never make fun of my jokes again.
Mine had a punchline, okay? It went somewhere and it just crashed.
No, it didn't. It did not have a punchline. When you say, "Hi, what do you call an orange with a banana? Your face." That's not a punchline. That's just like random things thrown together.
It's still a punchline. That's actually pretty good.
It's just like randomly putting three things together. That's not a punchline. You should tell Lily that joke. Lily will be a big fan of it. Lily, by the way, is Robert's little child. Not to say your little sister, but that would be inaccurate. At least I hope it's inaccurate. I'm not going to go any further with that because...
No, that's funny.
It actually kind of sounds like something that Lily might say, but... Yeah, so I was gonna talk about. Oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, that's right. The Center for Disease Control. You're actually right that they did actually completely miss the what about shooting zombies aspect of things. I guess because they don't want to tell people to, like, arm themselves in the case of a national emergency.
Yeah, I was actually kind of wondering about that, like why they went the zombie route, because it's like, okay, you can kind of be funny because a lot of the stuff kind of like it's overlapped, but number one in priority for a zombie apocalypse is to have a freaking huge gun.
Right, exactly.
Because you have to kill zombies, but the only people you might have to kill in like a natural disaster is looters, and I don't think the National Center for Disease Control or whatever it is really wants you shooting looters. Make sure you have plenty of shells to take out those dirty looters.
Well, let's see. They have their 4 points of their emergency plan. Number one, identify the types of emergencies that are possible in your area. Besides the zombie apocalypse, this may include floods, tornadoes, or earthquakes. Yeah, see, that's kind of boring. I have to say, you know, in our area, there could be like a... You know, Javron briefly touched upon it, but, you know, there are several different types of zombies. You know, there's the Shaun of the Dead zombie, but I think, you know, up here we've got all the biochem people, that we could have, like, the 28 days later type zombie.
We could have the fast zombies, yeah.
Exactly.
Which are the scary ones.
Right, yeah. Well, I don't know. You guys have both played, Left 4 Dead and Dead Rising. I mean, the zombies in Dead Rising aren't exactly non-scary.
Okay, not... scary if you stay away from the freaking mall.
Yeah, but what if you're caught in a mall?
But what if you get locked in the mall with the zombies? And what?
Get the fuck out!
But you're locked in. You can't leave. How are you going to leave?
It's after closing time. The doors are closed.
Try to break the door down?
That's just silly talk.
Impossible.
Right, exactly. They make those doors, you know, pretty hard. I got stuck in Factoria Mall once, and I didn't get out for 3 weeks.
They open during the day.
I had trouble finding the doors, okay?
Isn't that mall just like a long hallway?
I think that mall was just put up for old country buffet.
Didn't old country buffet move out of there and go down to Factoria anyways? Or do they still have it up there?
It's still in Factoria. It's sitting there in Factoria along with the Target and the Nordstrom Rack. So there's way more to do there than just go to the old country buffet.
No. No, Factoria Mall is a legit mall. I'm talking about, I guess I'm thinking Totem Lake Mall.
Yeah, we were talking about Factoria. You can talk all you want on your own podcast about Totem Lake.
No, Factoria Mall. That,
you're
okay.
All sensitive.
I take it back. I'm sorry. There's stores there.
How dare you? I worked at the Total Lake Mall for like 2 years. That is that place is it was never really great in the first place, but it's really really gone to hell since then. There's like nothing in there. It's pretty awesome.
I like how behind the mall there's a lot more going on. The strip mall behind the mall.
Right. There's a cinema up there that plays nothing but Bollywood movies.
Yeah, really?
Yes. It's great. That was actually an actual... Well, I guess it is an actual cinema. That's kind of racist of me to say that it's not. But It was an actual like place to play, you know, U.S. shows, but now it's not. So yeah, you know, no shotgun information. Number two was pick a meeting place for a family to regroup in case zombies invade your home. You know,
horrible idea. Horrible idea. You never regroup.
Exactly.
Because every time you regroup with zombies. Get the fuck out of where you are and you build a fort.
You find new friends.
Exactly. I'd be afraid to regroup, man.
Exactly.
But what if I knew Provokes got bit, you know, then I'd have to put him down. You know, so, sorry, Grandma.
Right.
Yeah. You got
boom.
I appreciate your gift to the Robinson Crusoe stories, but boom.
I didn't read that shit anyways.
Maybe you should have, because Robinson Crusoe's got a lot of good shit about dealing with zombies if they're 3 inches tall. Wait, I'm thinking of Gulliver's Travels. God damn it.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you know what your literature is at all? Isn't your degree in English?
Not that period, apparently. Ask me about Victorian novels from 1861 through 1868, and I'll... may as well complete this list. Number three, identify your emergency contacts. No! Make a list of the police department. So when the zombie apocalypse comes, you cannot call them because there's no phones, because they're run by zombies.
Exactly. Zombies don't connect the phone lines for you. Even though I don't think there's somebody physically putting the phone line connection in there anymore. But regardless, everything goes to shit. As soon as there's one zombie, the entire infrastructure collapses. That's what the movies have told us.
Exactly. The entire grid goes down. Like Shaun of the Dead.
But why? Tell me why cell phones would go down.
They just do.
I mean, isn't there some type of redundancy there?
There are explosions, and then the power goes out. And lines go down.
Everywhere?
Yes.
Everywhere. Everywhere. There are explosions. Trust me on this.
Here, big explosion. I think the cell phones, like the cell phone towers, they actually have sticks of dynamite at the bottom that say, like, do not detonate unless there are zombies within 10 miles. Then they blow up.
Because you do not want the zombies to get their hands on the cell phones.
Exactly. You know, zombies, they can't really say much other than brains, you know, a lot, but they could use.
But they wouldn't be able to operate them to begin with.
They could use the GPS locator.
They came at open doors. Unless they try to break them down, I mean, you know they don't know how to operate a handle.
Zombies these days are pretty smart.
You know, I could just see, you know, we're like barricading ourselves in the mall, and then it would be you, Gibran, because I just know it would be you. You'd like check into the mall on Foursquare, and then like boom, we're inundated by zombies. Because you had to bring your stupid cell phone along, and you had to check into to the old country buffet.
Hold on, guys. I got to tweet. Hold what we're doing real quick.
Well, first off, I wouldn't even get that far because I'm black. So I'd probably be dead.
No, not true. You would get that far. Not much farther, but we have to you'd get far enough for the audience to enjoy you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then,
yeah, because you'd have like some sort of comic relief kind of thing going.
Or you'd say something kind of badass.
Right, or you do both.
Waka waka waka.
Okay, so apparently in the zombie apocalypse, Gibran is Fozzie Bear. Oh, man. And finally, number four, plan your evacuation route. When zombies are hungry, they won't stop for food. They won't stop until they get food, i.e. brains, which means you need to get out of town fast. Plan where you would go and multiple routes you would take ahead of time. Again, that's just a horrible idea because, you know,
that's not a bad idea to plan your route out of town.
Yeah, but here's the problem with doing that, though, is that you plan your route. Every single route's going to be, like, you know, filled with cars, because that's the other thing that happens in the zombie apocalypse, mm-hmm. is everybody gets out of their car for no reason and just leaves all the roads packed.
It doesn't say you necessarily have to have a car. You want a bicycle, something like that.
You want
a horse?
No, you don't want a horse because it could become a zombie itself. You don't want to have to fight a zombie horse.
You know, that is a movie that needs to be made.
Zombie horses?
General Custis, zombie cavalry. Zombie, oh man, that would be rough.
Oh man.
Zombie bears?
That'd be like, that'd like the ultimate worst, like.
Dude, it's like bears already act like zombies.
Yeah, they basically are.
They don't discriminate between brains and limbs.
You get Samuel Jackson into that movie.
Although, I would imagine that zombie bears, we eat a lot less berries. Their diet just becomes slightly more picky.
You get out in the wilderness, you have Samuel Jackson and all that, and he's like, they're motherfucking bears, and they're zombies.
Again, that is the worst Samuel Jackson.
I'm not even God damn it. I'm not even trying to do Samuel Jackson. I'm just saying what he would say. And then he would.
You kind of did try. You have to admit, you tried.
No, I didn't. Okay, I did.
These bears are zombies!
Tommy Bears on the plane!
I'm Samuel L. Jackson!
Oh my god, that's all getting cut out, but that was funny.
Snaked off this motherfucking plane.
and then like he could like shoot a bear, and they're like, did you kill that bear? And he'd be like, you're damn right I killed him, and I hope he burns in hell.
Yeah, once again. Not believable.
I just like the silence after that. That was great. That was gonna be the big punchline, and just like that, it was just like, I don't know how to respond to that. I'm gonna cut in some canned laughter after that. That's what we need. We need a laugh track. I bet if we got a laugh track, we get like 120 people listening to us.
Get like one of the Filmation Fat Albert. There you go.
You know, part of it is that, you know, it's an audio medium, so we don't have the person giving you the Fat Albert face when you say something sassy.
Oh yeah.
like right there when I just said, you know, I hope they burn in hell, then like the next scene would have been like you giving me the Fat Albert face.
Cut to Fat Albert face, yeah.
Right.
And then canned laughter.
I really do enjoy the canned laughter from cartoon shows. That could add a lot to our podcast here.
Yeah, from the 70s cartoon shows where they like do the canned laughter over stuff that like just, it's not only not funny, but like offensively non-funny.
It's like Scooby-Doo and Shaggy are just eating a hot dog. Right. And he's like, ah!
That's a really huge sandwich, Shaggy. Can you put that all in your mouth at once? Ha 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 ha. Shaggy's like, Zoinks, I crave penis. Okay, I don't know where the hell that came from. That's what you get when I don't even try to do impressions anymore, because you've cowed me into doing none.
See, and I like that you went with Shaggy being the gay one. Not the guy wearing a scarf around his neck.
It's called an
a sailor uniform.
He wants to be in the Navy, okay? People want to do that.
Yeah.
And it's called an ascot. It was very stylish in 1971.
Along with his sequined shirt that he liked to put on Saturdays.
You're watching a different Scooby-Doo than I am. I don't remember the sequined shirt.
No, I was just adding some flavor for him.
Don't you ever add flavor again. Because when you add flavor, Jesus cries.
He cries out that it's delicious.
All right. Oh, yeah, so hey, that's the stuff that we can totally cut out.
Is that the canned laughter right there?
That's exactly what it is. I find those awkward silences to be funny.
We should just have a show of nothing but awkward silences. The Awkward Silence Podcast.
Actually, we might get more listeners.
That would be like really, really easy to produce, because then I just record nothing for an hour. And then be like, here you go. And Robert would be like, oh, it's still quiet. Ah, ha, ha. That was my impression of Robert.
It was very good.
It was actually a lot better than pretty much all of your other ones.
God damn it. You know, I'd have listed you to be the impressions person. You know, every good podcast, they've got like one guy who does a lot of voices, and you refuse to do it, so I have to do it in your place.
It's better that way.
Well, my voices sound exactly the same. There was a time in my life where I could do different voices, but that time is gone, apparently.
I just think that you came to the realization recently that you actually never had that time.
Okay, I just came to that realization now. Thank you.
Well, you just said there was a time in your life where you thought you did. I'm going to go ahead and say that there's never that time in your life.
Damn it. Not even a try. People are so mean.
You're listening to the Johnny Slick Podcast.
As Bertrand Russell once said, the only thing that will redeem mankind is cooperation. I think we can all appreciate the relevance of that now.
What's that on the back of a beer mat?
Yeah, it was Guinness Extra Cold.
I won't say anything.
Thanks.
Thank you to Jabron and Robert, as well as all the people that we have directly or indirectly insulted, called out, or otherwise referenced on this podcast. The exception today, you know, we always try to come up with some exception to the rule. I think the exception is going to be Mormons who hate women. Mormons who hate women, you can suck it. Otherwise, vote for us on iTunes or on Podcast Alley. We are unrated this month because nobody's voted for us. And frankly, we're only rated last month because I voted for us. So...
Like Jabron and I are like, nah.
You can also sign up for the feed directly at Johnny Slick Podcast at Podomatic. Sorry, Johnny Slick Podcast .podomatic.com. Try to go to @, then you're not going to get anywhere because then you're trying to go to an email address. Speaking of email, you can also email us at our email address, Johnny_Slick@comcast.net. And someday we might get a more professional one, but that day will be very far in the future, if ever. So, the end. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Reproduction or rebroadcast of the Johnny Slick Podcast without express written consent from Major League Baseball is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2011. Listening to this message means the Johnny Slick Podcast owns your babies.
Klaatu, Virata,
okay then.
That's it.